There are many accounts of the President and First Lady.
In early May 1938, graduation was already planned. Mrs. Roosevelt had accepted our invitation to give the graduation address. One day, Mr. Nine, the principal, called me into the office. I didn't know why, and being called to the principal's office was a scary thing. When I got there, Mr. Nine told me that Mrs. Roosevelt had told him she thought the president would come if we asked him. Mr. Nine asked me what I thought about it. I was astounded. I think we ought to ask him, I said. Mr. Nine didn't mention it again for a while, and neither did I. Eventually, we were told the President of the United States was coming to give our graduation address. In our original plan, I was to present Mrs. Roosevelt with flowers. The class as a whole discussed what we should give the President. We had no idea, so we voted not to give him anything. Since we were not going to give him anything, we felt we shouldn't give Mrs. Roosevelt anything either. So my part of the program was cut out. I have always joked about giving up my position on the program for the President of the United States.
Annabelle Urbis Mayer, class of 1938. I remember very well the trip President Roosevelt made to Arthurdale. As a member of the junior class that year, 1938, I helped to usher the people attending graduation to their seats. I was impressed by the large number of people who came to see the president and be close to him. There were people standing behind the gym all the way up the hillside. Mrs. Roosevelt was a plain-looking woman. She didn't put on airs or wear makeup or fancy clothes to be stylish. But the personal interest that she took in everyone, by trying to help them, made her appear radiant and vibrant. At the White House luncheon when I was a senior, I recall that we sat at tables of four and Mrs. Roosevelt came around to talk to each of us. I have remained interested in the lives of the President and Mrs. Roosevelt. I have visited their home in Hyde Park and read their biographies. We all viewed them with awe because of their high rank, and the interest they showed meant a lot to everyone in Arthurdale. Jettie Boggs Ebel, class of 1939.